Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson. In the studio with me, I have Brianne, Community Engagement Director at Willow Rising. I also have Megan, she's a Marketing Vista, and also Amelia, a Prevention Specialist Vista. We've got some amazing Vistas in the studio, don't we?
Yes, we do.
I love it. All right, Willow Rising is in the house. So who wants to talk first? What's going on? What do we got coming up in April?
Yeah, so April is going to be a Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So we have quite a few things planned. We're going to start off on Saturday the 5th. We're going to make an appearance at the Farmers Market in Bosselmans. They have their venue there where they kind of do their setup. And we'll have some activities, just kind of how we can unify our community in terms of prevention and sexual awareness. So be on the lookout for more information on that. And then we will also have a dance explosion happening on April 26th. So we are partnering with Peaches from St. Leo's for that. It'll be a really fun time. We're going to hang out in the Amore Plaza for that. So again, be on the lookout and be ready to shake your butt.
Well, Peaches loves to dance.
She can shake
her booty.
Oh, yeah.
And if her little boy's there, I hope she's teaching him how to dance. That'll be so cute. Okay. Zacharias, I think, is his name. So what else is happening? That's big. That's huge.
So we got lots of activities. Our main pinnacle event that we're super excited for, we have our Jeans for Justice pop-up boutique event, and that is going to be happening on April 12th. We're going to go outside of Hall County this year, so we're going to make an appearance in Hamilton County. The event will be held at the Bramer Center in Aurora.
Very nice.
And so we're very excited about that. We have a couple of local boutiques that are going to join us for a fashion show, and we'll be just talking a lot about just sexual assault awareness in our communities and how we can take action again as a community to sort of prevent those things. And it'll be a good learning opportunity and have fun in the process. There'll be chances to shop and see the fashion show. We'll have a raffle. There'll be a cash bar. We'll have appetizers, lots of fun stuff there.
Well, that's amazing. All right. So, Megan, what do you have to say about all this fun?
Well, I think it's just going to be something great to pull in the community to learn more about what Willow Rising does in the area, and the fact that it's going to be in the afternoon, so hopefully it's going to be sunny, warm weather, and we can get to know more about Willow Rising and what they provide for the community.
What does Willow Rising do?
Willow Rising provides services for anyone who has experienced or is experiencing any kind of domestic violence or sexual assault, human trafficking. We cover a lot of areas with that stuff, and we're not just looking to serve people once these things have happened, and that's kind of what my role is there. I am looking to fill the role of going out and finding out how we can stop these things from happening in the first place. If you've ever heard the puppies falling in the river analogy, and you go and you keep rescuing them. Well, my job is to go up the river and find out why they're falling in.
Right. Yeah. That's a beautiful analogy. I like that. And you guys really do. It's a lot of work. Did you guys ever get the van? I can't remember. When I worked there, they were trying to get a van.
We do. Yes, we do have a van.
You did? Oh, yay! I was the marketing person a while ago, but you know what? It was a job that I like to shout out that is very fulfilling, yet you go home sometimes and you just cry at how cruel a person can be to one another, you know? And that's where I can come back and look at what you amazing folks do over at Willow Rising in times of crisis for people in domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking even, you know, everything that you guys do. You're helping people that could call themselves victims, but they're really survivors.
Yes, absolutely.
And you guys make that a reality for them. They are survivors. Let's shout it from the rooftops for you. And here's what we can do to help you. and hopefully help you in the future. Make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So what else do we want to discuss today?
So I'd love to kind of just dive in a little bit about what inspired our Jeans for Justice event. So in April, the last Wednesday of that month, is an international day called Denim Days. And it's inspired by a case that happened in Italy in the 1990s.
Oh, yes.
So there was a rape case that was basically overturned. It was a 45-year-old driving instructor that raped an 18-year-old student, and the case was overturned. Her pants or her jeans were quote-unquote too tight, which implied consent. And so following that overturn, everybody in Parliament at that time, after the fact, wore jeans, basically in solidarity to protest that ruling. And since then, it's become an international movement. Everybody is wearing denim in honor of that.
Right, right.
Yeah, so that's kind of the motivation behind this, to say, you know, as a community, we don't stand for that. And it really does take all of us for that prevention, like Amelia said, and really just spreading that awareness.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, are you going to have more than one thing going on, or is this just it? Is this where people can go online and donate with the QR code as well?
Yeah. So, the Jeans for Justice event, you can buy tickets. They're available on our Facebook page. We do have an event created for that. And they'll be available on our website as well. There'll be a one cause link where you can purchase those. And yeah, they're $20 per ticket. We do accept, people that just want to walk in the day of, you're more than welcome to buy a ticket then as well. And yeah, we're just really excited. Hope we get a good turnout.
Raffles and games. This is going to be fun. Ooh, I see appetizers there. And cash bar. I like the fashion show. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yes.
All right. Is there anything else we want to discuss? You've been real quiet over there, Megan. Amelia, what else? You like being there, though. You guys do so much good.
Absolutely.
All right. All right. Well, I want to thank all three of you for coming in this morning. We'll definitely have you back. And to our listeners, I want to thank you for tuning into the Public Affairs program. Have a great rest of your day.